Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Over the weekend, we told you about an oil spill at a Con Ed power transformer in Brooklyn. It caused a voltage dip that led to subway delays Sunday. Well, now we find out some of that oil has seeped into the East River.
WCBS reporter Alex Silverman is on the story. Alex, what do we know about what happened?
Well, Deb, this is the enormous Con Ed substation along the East River, just north of the Manhattan Bridge. A giant transformer there failed on Sunday afternoon, and it burst open, releasing 37,000 gallons of what's called dielectric fluid. It's used for a variety of things. Con Ed says in this case it was being used as a cooling agent. A key thing to know about it is that it is an oil, some of which went into the ground, some went into the East River. We've seen pictures of what looked like a pretty significant oil scene, although we know it doesn't take a huge volume of oil to do that.
How did this affect the subways?
Yeah, on Sunday, it caused the voltage to dip for a bit across the area, which affected the MTA signal system. So for a period of time on Sunday, there were problems on various lines because they were having signal issues. Now we know this is why. So as far as we know, nobody lost power, but it did cause those subway problems. As far as we know, by the way, the subway issues this morning were unrelated.
Alex, are they making progress cleaning all of this up?
Yeah, Con Ed says yes, they are. They say they put absorbing material and skimmers in the river immediately, and they've been working with several agencies, along with the Coast Guard, to clean this up, and they say they've been making good progress. I couldn't see any oil sheen out on the river today, but it's not easy to get a view of this whole area. In order to clean this up, they have to limit the wake from boats in the area. So to that end, the ferries have to go very slowly. So the East River ferry's running with delays. There's a ban on recreational boats from 25th Street all the way down to the Buttermilk Channel, which is fun to say, but I don't think anybody knows where that is, so I'll tell you it's by Governor's Island.
All right, Alex, thank you. WCBS reporter Alex Silverman.